Lesson 7G, Exercises 3 and 4.
It's certainly true that social media can cause problems for people, even if they aren't exactly crimes. So, for instance, somebody might feel very unhappy because a photograph of them is posted online without their permission. It might even get unkind comments, which is a kind of cyberbullying. I'm not sure if it's against the law, but it certainly causes a lot of unhappiness. But social media can also be used to fight against crimes, particularly when it comes to sharing information. The kind of thing I'm talking about is when somebody has a bike stolen and puts a message on Facebook or Twitter asking for help. People then share that message online, and quite often it is seen by hundreds or even thousands of people. It often has a positive result. Social media can also help reduce crime in other ways, particularly when it is used by the criminals themselves. One example of that would be when a criminal posts a photo of himself with something that he has stolen. It sounds unbelievable, but actually it happens quite often. I suppose they imagine only their friends will see it, but they're wrong. These days, the police use social media a lot when they're trying to solve crimes, because it's such an easy way to look for evidence.